all the way out of the 38-yard line after a gain of 7 yards, 7 down, 3 to go.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. I formation, the quarterback hands it off to his fullback, and he just goes straight ahead, and after a couple of missed tackles and a dive by the running back, straight ahead, he gets a nice gain on first down.
Kaligowski to the left of Libby in the shotgun, 2 line each way. If he can hand out to Kaligowski, he has the first down and then some. He's out across the 40-yard line. And finally brought down at the 35-yard line, brought down by number 14, Matt Gorkowski of the Hatches, enough to move the chains and hold on more.
Yeah, he sure did. He hit the hole running, and no one near him. Baddox Hatches everywhere but where the running back was. Again, just a simple handoff from the shotgun. Again, it just burst through the hole with a lot of speed. No Hatcher linebackers anywhere. 2 receivers each way, 1 running back in the backfield. So a little bit of a lead option, but it didn't take long for the running back to take that ball and burst through the hole.
2 on each way. Libby, actually, that's the number. Yeah, Libby keeps it for himself. Turning around the left end across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 26-yard line. Brought down by Ryan Rusky, but we have a flag in the backfield. And this more than likely is looking like a hole against Zion Nobel.
Yeah, well, any Chippewa scouts are not going to be happy with that one. 71 is going to be called for the penalty. That's been Robbie Stewart as he held 53 Austin Afer on the line for the Hatchets.
And thank you for those who are sticking with us in this ballgame tonight. We realize we do not sound the best. We sound like
that's an understatement. I'm wrong. 10 yards from the spot of the call to put it down, first down.
Hey, we sound like we've been on a 14-day bender. And here we are in week number 2 of football. 4:14 left in the second quarter after a 10-yard hold against Novell. This pushes him back for first down and 17 yards to go from the 32-yard line of Baddox. 2 wide each way, moving in shotgun with Kaligowski to his right. It's a pitch out to Kaligowski, beats his defender, back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 30-yard line, and finally brought down near the first down marker at the 26-yard line by Ryan Gillespie for a 16-yard gain.
Here's the option play to the right, Clark, as both the quarterback and the running back take off to the right. And as soon as the pass rush gets there, which it did, Brandon Earle from Maddox forces the quarterback to pitch it out to his running back, which is what you want to do. Unfortunately, no one home on the sideline, and a big run there by the running back, Kaligowski.
Second down, 2 to go. And it's a handoff right in the middle. And Penix is number 62. Ryan Humphrey Phillips is there to lead him. 4-0 gain. As Kaligowski was stopped in his tracks, maybe for a gain of a yard. 3rd down, 1 yard to go. 3:10 left in the half.
Again, just a dive right through the middle. And thanks for a good spot and a second effort by the running back, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips makes the stop, forcing 3rd down and 1 yard to go for the Panthers.
Receiver right each way, Louis under center. Almost a fumble on the play, but he runs in for his lead to blocker. And they're going to say he is stopped short of the first down as low miscommunication for Novell causes a loss of, actually, no gain of the play will call. As number 9, Jason Libby, sets up a 4th down and still 1 yard to go.
Oh, that's a break for second on Novell. A bad snap. Libby does a nice shot to recover, but a bad X defender misses what would have been an easy sack on the play. And Libby does just enough to get back to the line of scrimmage to bring up 4th down and 1, probably just a pound play right up the middle.
And I told them they convert big time as they hand it off to Kaligowski, all the way down to the 14-yard line, brought down by Jared Subject. And it is enough for a move of chains and a 4th down conversion for the Novell. Keeps his drive alive with 2:11 before halftime. 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Well, 4th and 1 yard, and they go to the I formation. Pretty clear they're going to run right through the middle, and no one touched the running back on that play as he got 10 yards easy before any hatchet was near him to make the tackle.
1st and 10, and it's a Libby out of shotgun, teaser for himself, trying to go to the left side of the line, and gets inside the 10-yard line, down to the 8-yard line, brought down by Ryan Gillespie. And it is a 2nd down, 4 yards to go, a long 4, we'll call it maybe even 5, A minute 35 left in the first half. Trying to knock on the door for the third time tonight.
Yeah, a minute and a half left to go in the half. Sagan on a belt in no hurry there, watching the clock and letting it run down. Three receivers now, two to the right, one to the left, and a running back to the right of the quarterback, Luby.
Spread offense for the Nouvelle Panthers. Luby keeps it for himself, and Bad-X reads it from the get-go. And number 23 for Bad-X, Bailey Ivan, stops him for no gain in the play, maybe even loss of maybe 2 feet, and we have a timeout called by Novell with a minute 15 before halftime. Novell is facing a third down 5 yards to go.
So we go back to the option play, which has been pretty successful for them in this game. In that time, the pitch play was taken away first. So when the quarterback looked upfield, he saw nothing but 23 Bailey Iden, who comes up with a shorthanded tackle and forces no gain, maybe a loss on the play, bringing up 35, as you mentioned, Clark. But just about any play open here in the playbook for Novell. Again, third down and four, maybe five to go. You know they're going for it. They have two plays to get a first down. They're not that far from the end zone. We've already seen them kicking extra points, and that definitely means the field goal play is in effect here as well if they need to.
Minute 15 before the half. 13-0 Novell over Bad-X. Novell at the Bad-X 9-yard line. First down markers at the 5. Third down, 4 yards to go. And we have whistles. And Congress is stagnant once again. Well, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Luby in the shotgun. He has Kalikowski behind him. And it's a pitch back inside. And it's number 13 diving for the end zone. Alexander Duran, he's close to the end zone line. The pitch was going, he's running to the outside. He pitched it back inside. Nice looking play. A flag.
I think they're going to get number 21, Tyler Sprague, with either it would be a hold or a block in the back. You're absolutely right, Clark. On that formation, they had the running back in the shotgun with them, but they had another backer just behind the tight end position. And when they took that option play to the left, a little shovel pass underneath to that backer behind the tight end was there. And he burst to the sideline and gets into the end zone by a diving effort. But the flag was thrown. It almost has to be a hold or a block in the back on Saginaw to go.
The officials are discussing it still. With a minute 8 before half. When this is called back, this was set up and we replay third down. And it would negate a potential touchdown, or at least a new set of downs for Novell.
And officially, they are going to rule it as a hold.
A hold against Novell from the start of the foul. The flag is at the 1 yard line. And so, official trying to win from his mic track fell off.
Just holding out of the 10 yard penalty will be second down.
Third down.
Excuse me, repeat third down. Got one wrong on there.
Third down, and now 6 yards to go. A minute 8 before halftime, after the 10-yard hold. Two wide each way. Number 7, Tate Hospect, your quarterback now, with Kalikowski to his left. Hospect calls drink of water. Keeps it for himself, right through the middle, down to the end zone, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Novell. Hospect keeps it for himself out of the shotgun and finds himself in the end zone for a score. And it now makes a 3-touchdown lead for Novell, 19-0 with 1:03 before the half. And Novell coming out for the 2-point conversion, trying to make it a clean 21-0.
The read option runs to perfection there for quarterback Hospect. That's how they got their other big play when he came into the game. They run the read option. He sees the defense a little bit better being that far up in the atmosphere and sees nothing but pay dirt in front of him and goes right through the heart of the hatch of defense into the end zone with a diving effort and an easy touchdown for Novell. Extra point team on the way. Blake Drumheller, your kicker.
trying to make this 20-0. The kicker up, and it is the distance, and it has the accuracy. The extra point is good. Novell leads Bad Axe 20-0 with 103 before halftime.